And now it's time to go to Diana O'Carroll, who's not in the studio this week, as she's busy having a party in space for Question of the Week.
This week I'm taking a spacewalk to answer this question.
Hi, it's Jake from South Dakota, and I was wondering if a balloon filled with helium would float on the moon.
So, should Neil Armstrong have celebrated his small step with a giant balloon?
Hi, I'm Phil Rosenberg, and I work for the Met Office at the Facility for Airborne Atmospheric Measurements. As far as a balloon's concerned, you need two things to make a balloon float. Firstly, you need an atmosphere for it to float in, and the second thing you actually need is gravity. And that's because the reason why a balloon floats is that the balloon itself is less dense than the air around it. So gravity pulls on the air around it more than the balloon. So the air around it actually tries to push underneath the balloon. That forces the balloon up and makes it float. Now, unfortunately, the moon hasn't got an atmosphere at all, basically. And therefore, you're missing one of the two things that you need to make a balloon float. So in that case, a balloon on the moon wouldn't float at all. It'd just basically land on the floor. However, that doesn't mean that you can't have balloons in space and on other bodies at all. Actually, the Russians launched a space mission in the 80s called Vega, and that involved actually putting a balloon in the atmosphere of Venus, which is the second closest planet to the Sun. So balloons in space are possible and have been done in the past, and looking to the future, there's a possibility we might be looking at putting balloons on Titan, which is one of Saturn's moons. Now, Titan has got an atmosphere, and it's really cold there, and there is obviously gravity there, so therefore you've got all the things that you might need to have a balloon on Titan. And the reason for doing that would be to have atmospheric instruments that you would hang from the bottom of the balloon, and they would measure Titan's atmosphere. And that's exactly what was done on Venus with the Vega mission. So unfortunately, no balloons on the moon, but they do have uses elsewhere in the solar system, not just on the Earth.
Turns out you need an atmosphere to have a proper party with, although I, for one, would love to party on the moon. Well, from a load of not very hot air to someone who might be full of it, next week's question is all about lie detectors.
Hello, I'm Brian from North Yorkshire. After watching an episode of MythBusters recently, in which the presenters tried to outwit a lie detector, the question arose in our house as to whether someone with a psychiatric disorder could successfully pass a lie detector test. As some of them don't apparently feel remorse or guilt for the wrongdoings, would they register abnormal readings when asked sensitive questions?
So could the remorseless get away with it? Let us know by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or by writing on our forum, which has some of the best answers. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thanks, Diana. And that was Diana O'Carroll, who'll be back in the studio next week when she's come back from outer space to tackle more of your questions.